800 KSTP. From the high desert in the great American Southwest, I bid you all good evening or good morning, as the case may be, across all these many time zones, stretching from the Hawaiian and Tahitian island chains all the way eastward, the Caribbean and the U.S. Virgin Islands, south into South America, north to the pole, and worldwide on the Internet. This is Coast to Coast AM, and I'm Art Bell. Good morning. Leading off, the lead batter this morning is Kathy Keaton. She is Bob Guccione's wife and much more. Bob Guccione was on the program, I guess it was a couple of weeks ago, and the mail has not stopped. In a moment, you're going to hear a story that really should begin to set off alarm bells with you. And I think Bob Guccione said it very well a couple of weeks ago. There is no family, or just about no family across all this great expanse that I speak to, that has not been touched by cancer. And so the story you're going to hear is an amazing story, a cautionary tale for many, and something you better listen to very, very carefully. So coming up in a couple of moments, Kathy Keaton. During a career spanning over three decades, Kathy Keaton has parlayed a fascination with science, health, and marketing into successful and highly regarded magazines, has been leading general media incisively into the electronic and interactive areas, has joined, did join the firm in London in 1965 when the company's flagship magazine Penthouse was being launched. Keaton has played a key role in developing and publishing operations and in strategic planning. In addition, she's earned distinction as a best-selling author and a dedicated community and industry activist. Keaton co-founded with her husband, Bob Guccione, the leading consumer science publication Omni and Longevity, a monthly dedicated to the art and science of staying young. Both of these titles are now available exclusively on America Online and have their own internet websites. In addition, General Media owns a group of automotive titles, including Four Wheeler, Stock Car Racing, Drag Racing, Monthly, and Open Wheel, as well as the online versions of Omni Longevity and the venerable Saturday Review, and a comic book division. Mrs. Keaton's first book, Woman of Tomorrow, St. Martin's Press, was a serious analysis of the impact of modern technology on women's lives. Her book, Longevity, the Science of Staying Young, Viking Penguin, if you want it, was a critically acclaimed bestseller in the U.S. and internationally. She developed and hosted Rejuvenetics, a video exercise series designed to help people live better, longer. Then, in May of 1995, Ms. Keaton was diagnosed with late stage four breast cancer, which essentially is a death penalty normally. It had spread throughout her body. Her doctors advised her to go on to chemotherapy, which they said would give her a few more months. She refused it, and instead chose to take the inexpensive drug hydrazine sulfate, which costs all of about $3 a week. She knew about it through articles that had appeared in Penthouse, Omni, and Longevity over the years. Today, Keaton is practically cancer-free and is determined to help the drug gain application for a new drug approval status so that doctors can prescribe it and thousands of others in need can benefit from it. Here is Kathy Keaton. Kathy, welcome to the program.
Hi, good evening.
Good evening. Actually, for you, morning. It's late.
Morning, right.
So thank you for staying up so late for us. Yours is a very serious story before the cancer. In other words, you were one very, very...
I went to my GP for a checkup 6 weeks beforehand, and he told me I was completely healthy. I went to my gynecologist, and I'd had a mammogram 6 weeks beforehand.
6 weeks?
My gynecologist's remark to me was, I wish I had your blood profile, and you're fine. There's nothing on the scan. And away I went. And then I started to feel tired. And just that was all I felt to begin with. Just tired. Very, very, very tired.
Before we even move there, Kathy, what is your opinion of mammograms?
It's a 40-year-old technology. If we can see, you know, oil under the ground from outer space, surely we could do something better than a mammogram.
Do you think that science...
I mean, if your tumor does not have calcium in it, it never shows up.
Do you think, Kathy, that science, medical science, has ignored specifically women's medical problems in favor of men's?
Yeah, mammograms are a horrible thing to have, too. I mean, it's torture. I think, it, you know, perhaps it's responsible in a way for giving you cancer.
That was going to be, I guess, my next question. What you feel might have brought this on. Now, I just read a lot of what you're doing. You are a very, very busy woman.
I have no idea. I should never have gotten cancer.
Stress?
That's the only explanation that I can think of, because I ate all the right foods, I exercised, I did everything, you know, I took all the seleniums and the vitamins, did everything that, you know, they say if you do all this stuff, you don't get it.
What about your...
I don't have it in my family either.
That was... You're managing to stay one step ahead of me. I was going to ask you about genetic propensity. No, huh?
No, nowhere there.
So this thing came totally out of the blue.
Yeah, I was just shocked, to say the least. I mean, I've been healthy all my life. I've never had a sick day.
Never had a sick day?
No, and I had tremendous energy and boundless energy.
And so you discovered this, you just started to get tired?
Just got it to get tired and just, I don't know, didn't feel great. And then I started to get a pain in my stomach, and my stomach got very bloated. And then I started to lose my appetite. And then Bob insisted that I went to the doctor.
Sure.
And, of course, he sent me for a sonogram, and they sent me for a CAT scan. And when I got out of the CAT scan, they said, go to your regular GP, and there was Bob. And I knew it was something very serious.
Oh, it's everybody's nightmare.
Yeah.
You know, I guess they sit you down, and what did they tell you?
They said that I had about between 3 to 6 weeks to live, and that perhaps chemo would give me a 20% chance of recovery.
Meaning?
It wasn't good enough for me.
Meaning 20%?
Not knowing what, you know, the tortures that you go through with chemo.
I know.
And knowing how useless it is, essentially. And 25% of people die from the chemo.
Right.
I wasn't going to do that.
So a 20% chance of remission, is that what they were talking about?
Yes. Hydrazine gave me a 65% chance.
Now, you had printed articles for how long on hydrazine?
3 years. And 10 years ago, a girlfriend of mine was very ill. She had, she'd been in a cast for 4 months. And it had spread to her lungs, and the doctors told her she had no chance at all. She'd been through all the chemo and all the radiation. And Bob and I were on holiday in South Africa, and Bob talked to her father, and we got the stuff out to her. And she started to take it in South Africa, and she got a lot stronger. And then we brought her to the States to see Joe Gold, who said, oh my God, this girl is in a lot worse state than anybody's told us. Her lungs are about 80% gone.
Yeah, that's Dr. Gold, right?
Yes, but she persisted with the hydrazine, and I went back to South Africa 6 months later. She was dancing at my cousin's wedding then.
Really?
Now she's got 3 gorgeous kids, and she's fine. She's been fine for years.
Is that all she did, Kathy?
Yeah. 2 pills a day.
And
it is miraculous that a woman should have children after having gone through radiation and chemotherapy.
So, they gave you this horrible little thing, and I suppose, what did you tell?
Yeah, and when I said I wasn't going to do it, they started calling me an idiot and a fool, and I was going to die. And they were very serious. They nagged me to death, and they nagged Bob to death, too. I mean, they would call him up and say, you know, we've got to talk her into this.
Did you know at that moment what you were going to do, or did you just kind of go home in shock and think about it?
Well, I went home. I knew what I was going to do. I wasn't going to take chemotherapy. I was going to take hydrazine. And I, you know, from the very beginning, I had no doubts I'd get better.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, to be clear, Kathy, to be clear, they said stage four. Now, it began...
That's pretty much the end of it.
Stage four breast cancer, whether or not you would have a mastectomy or anything else,
stage
wouldn't matter.
Stage five, you did.
Because it was already throughout your entire body.
Yeah. I never had any kind of stuff like that. And I'm fine. My hair never fell out. It's luxuriant because hydrazine has a side effect of making your hair grow.
Where did you find out about hydrazine, first find out?
We first ran a story by Gary Null in the magazine, and it was a kind of roundup of cancer cures. And that was our first introduction to hydrazine.
When I spoke with Bob, he said that you needed more than the hydrazine. You needed a vitamin to go with it as
well.
Yeah,
vitamin K.
Vitamin
K. Which I eventually located after much trial and tribulation.
All right, there's a million people out there this morning listening saying, all right, here's something I think I'd like to do. What would you say to people that...
It helps, but it's not essential.
It's not essential?
No, and I will give the address to anybody who wants to get it. And it's, you know, it's available.
The next problem is, for somebody out there who's been diagnosed, if they're in the middle of chemo or radiation, what can they do?
Hydrazine works rather well with radiation. It perpetuates it. You just need less of it.
What about finding a doctor?
That's true with chemo, too. All I can say is that people have got to remember that they are paying the doctor's bills. And that gives them the right to demand what treatment they want, what they want the doctor to do.
Well, how does that...
If they don't have a doctor that's willing to make phone calls and, you know, go along with finding out things for them, he's not worth paying.
Well, I certainly agree with that. I wonder, though, how most doctors react. They're probably very egotistical.
Well, some of them react very well and are very open-minded and they call. And they're having a lot of success with their patients. And some of them are real SOBs.
Yeah, I understand.
And they won't.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the doctors that don't deserve to be called doctor anymore.
If necessary.
They've forgotten about people.
If necessary, Kathy, do you have a list of doctors that have already, in effect, been convinced?
Well, yes. I have a list of one right now.
A list of one, Dr. Gold.
No. His name is Lee Ratner, and he's at Mount Sinai. He's an oncologist.
I see.
And he has 25 patients using hydrazine, all with good results, excellent results. And one woman in particular is seeing significant tumor reduction.
Is there any specific kind of cancer that it works well against, and are there any that it does
not?
It works
best against lung cancer and lymphoma.
Which are the deadliest?
And it also works extremely well against prostate cancer.
It does?
Yes. And it works against brain tumors. It works for children with lymphoma and, you know, leukemia and brain tumors.
Side effects?
It's mildly constipating, and that's it.
Mildly constipating, that's it.
Yeah.
When does a person begin to notice? When did you begin to notice?
Almost right away. The one drawback that hydrazine's got is you've got to go on this fairly draconian diet.
Huh.
And if you don't, I happen to really like the foodstuffs I can't eat. So it's, for me, it's draconian. But I can't eat cheeses, which I love. I can't eat avocados. I can't eat bananas. I can't eat sausages and bacon and, you know, hot dogs.
Do you know why? In other words...
Because they are affected by the hydrazine. They destroy the effect of the hydrazine.
Ah, so it simply is not effective if you are...
If you take it, you're destroying the effects. And you can make yourself quite sick, too.
You remain on that diet now?
I remain on it.
And you continue to take hydrazine?
Virtuously.
And you continue to take hydrazine?
Yes.
You obviously at some point... How long were you on the hydrazine before you went back to the doctor again?
About 10 weeks. And I had another CAT scan. And it showed that the major threat to my life, which was the tumor that had wrapped itself around my aorta and my vena cava, had melted away, disappeared.
Melted away?
It's gone. And a lot of the tumors in my abdomen went too. The tumors that remained were my pancreas and my liver, and unfortunately one tumor particularly was blocking the bile duct. And so Joe Gold suggested that I have a small dose of radiation. As I said, hydrazine potentiates radiation. So he wanted them to me to have like maybe a third of the dose that they would normally give.
Uh-huh.
Well, instead of doing that, they didn't believe it, didn't believe anything. They gave me more than the dose. And that really had a very negative effect on me. The radiation was by far worse than the cancer.
What radiation, what did the radiation do with respect to that tumor?
It was aimed at the lymph node that was closing my bile duct up.
Oh, I understand, but I mean, did it have the desired...
It burnt my whole stomach away, it burnt my GI tract away. Totally, I couldn't eat. I had to have a tube inserted in me, and they had to feed me intravenously, because there's no way I could eat. And it caused tremendous pain. Oh, it was excruciating pain.
Well,
they put me on intravenous painkillers, and I got hooked on those.
Yeah.
And then I had to wean myself off of it, which was not easy.
Are you off the painkillers?
Yeah, I'm totally off painkillers now. I take, you know, Advil if I need something.
It's a funny thing I have found when I've been in pain, that painkillers make me dumb and I still have pain, but aspirin seems to work.
Aspirin works quite well, really.
Yeah, it really does.
I've been off painkillers since, well, a couple of months at least.
Why is this such a great secret?
Because the NCI doesn't want people to know about it. They don't want them to know about a cheap drug out there that's going to cure people. I mean, look at the business it's going to take away. I'll give you an example. I have one pill for nausea, which is nausea caused by the radiation. It's $50 a pill. It's just one thing.
$50 a pill?
Yes. And it's simply to get rid of the nausea that sometimes I still get from the radiation.
There are many people who feel that other alternative ways of going at that work, like marijuana, for example, particularly with respect to nausea from radiation.
Yes, I believe it does.
You believe it does?
Yes.
There's a big fight going on, you know, Kathy, about medical marijuana.
Well, I think, you know, it should be allowed to be used medically. Doctors should be able to prescribe it without any problems. But it does. I mean, clearly it does help people.
Well, you were diagnosed in 1995. You should have been dead a long time ago.
I should have, yeah, but I'm not. I'm very much here and alive and kicking.
I can hear that. Yes. People, of course, like yourself, in various stages, are absolutely desperate out there. And as I said, many may have already begun radiation therapy or chemotherapy, Kathy.
Well, they can tell their doctors to, you know, call Joe Gold and find out what to do from there.
Call Dr. Gold.
But it has to be a doctor. It can be a nurse, or it can be a dentist also, but it's got to be somebody in the medical profession.
All right, that's the way to do it. We can't really, obviously, dispense medical advice here on the air.
And no, and I have just started my own website where I will answer questions. It's got a bulletin board where I'll be able to answer questions.
During the break, Kathy, I'm going
and
to get...
And, of course, everything is in Penthouse. All
okay, I know. We're coming up on a break. During the break, I'm going to come on the phone and get your website address. Can I do that?
Yes, sure.
All right, stand by. We're at a break. It's the bottom of the hour now. My guest is Kathy Keaton. And we're going to get the website address and get a link up. Stay right where you are. This is CBC.
We gotta get right back. We'll be starting. Call toll-free west of the Rockies at 1-800-618-8255. 1-800-618-8255. East of the Rockies at 1-800-825-5033. 1-800-825-5033. This is the CBC Radio Network.
That's who we are. And my guest is Kathy Keaton. She was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer, which means it's throughout your entire body. She is taking hydrazine sulfate, and I'm going to ask her a little bit about that now. And by the way, in just a moment or two, we believe that we are going to have Ms. Keaton's web link up on our web page. But I understand that all of you do not have computers. I'll monitor and let you know when it gets up there. In the meantime, Kathy, if people want to know more, and believe me, from the last show with Bob, I know they do, and they don't have a computer, not everybody does, what do they do?
Everything they could possibly want to know is in the current issue, Penthouse, the September issue.
The September issue, Penthouse.
It's on. The whole story and everything I took and the whole thing behind it.
Wow. So that's another way. Go buy Penthouse.
That's another way. An easy way.
And then barring that, if somebody's afraid, you know, there's some people that will be afraid to go buy Penthouse.
Go to the public library and ask for books on hydrazine that have been written. Ralph Moss has an excellent book out.
What can you tell me about hydrazine, Kathy?
Hydrazine it's been around for a long time. It's been in the pharmacopoeia for about 55 years.
Uh-huh.
And in addition to its medicinal purposes and values, it has other attributes. It's a rocket fuel. And it's a very effective industrial cleaner. Therefore, it's made in huge quantities, and that's why it's so cheap.
Do you have any idea how it works?
Yes, it interferes with the digestive pathways of your bodies. What happens is cancer diverts all of the food to itself. So your body gets nothing, and you starve. You get cachexia. But this redirects the food back to the body and starves the tumors.
And the body
itself can start taking over, and the body itself is, in the end, the most powerful.
So it's a double whammy. It's a double whammy. It directs the nutrition back into your body,
yeah.
So it keeps you from wasting away, and it starves the cancers.
Right. And it allows your immune system to rebuild, too. And so you can fight the cancer yourself.
And so then you also need this, you said, draconian diet.
Yes. Well, unfortunately, diet is part of the thing. There are other things you can't have, too, like alcohol. Certainly tranquilizers, sleeping pills, painkillers, except for one kind.
Except for one kind?
Dilaudid, but absolutely no sleeping pills.
Whew. Let me ask you this, Kathy. How much effect do you think the diet itself has versus how much the hydrazine sulfate is having?
Well, the diet just preserves the hydrazine sulfate. It doesn't have any effect one way or the other.
So the real active agent then is...
Active agent is the hydrazine.
Okay. What's your outlook now? When you go to the doctor now...
My doctor is amazed. He can't believe it. Neither can anybody else up at Mount Sinai. That's why they're using it up there.
So they are using it at Mount Sinai. How in the world, Kathy, and I asked Bob this too, do we get it beyond Mount Sinai?
Well, hopefully the lawsuit will push this through. The lawsuit will force the NCI to redo the trials under the good circumstances this time. That's what we hope.
Is there a way people can help with the lawsuit?
Yes. They can write to the president and support us.
President of the United States?
Yeah.
All right. Kathy, would you be willing to answer a couple of questions from the audience? You would?
Yes.
All right. In that case, I would like to take a couple of questions from the audience. And so, folks, if you have a question for Kathy Keaton, now would be a good time to come, and I know that many of you do. I'm sure that I've not managed to think of everything, so I'm going to open the phone lines and we'll see what we get. East of the Rockies, you're on the air with Art Bell and Kathy Keaton. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Yes, I'm from Michigan here. What I called about was that I'd like to get some information about your letter, because I can't hear you on the radio, because the station, the only station that carries you, it's doesn't put out enough.
Well, about what letter, sir? You want, what do you want to get?
Like your newsletter?
Oh, I see. All right. I'll give you a quick number, and then I've got to go, because we have a guest here.
Okay.
It's 1-800 917-417-4278.
4278.
Uh-huh. That's it. Thank you. West of the Rockies, you're on the air with Art Bell and Kathy Keaton. Good morning. Do the wild thing. It's 702-727-1295. Paul, that's one thing we don't let you do is put your last name on the air.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So let's try it again. You are Paul, and where are you calling from, Paul?
I'm calling from Portland, Oregon.
Okay.
And as I was driving home, I was listening to Art. Are you Art Bell?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
I was listening to you on the phone, I mean on the radio, and I was very interested about what Kathy had to say. I was diagnosed as having cancer in about 2.5 years ago, and my doctor can't I had a meeting with him just the other day, and he can't understand why I'm still alive, and they cannot find any signs of malignant cancer, but all they can find in me is signs of scar tissue and dead cells that are suspiciously carcinoma, and he can't figure out, but I'm doing certain things that follow him up. I'm using certain, not drugs. I don't believe in drugs. I'm using certain things that are like different herbs and
S-E-X-T?
And pardon?
S-E-X-T? Are you using that?
No. I'm using pycnogenol. I'm using resveratrol. I'm using selenium and higher doses than what you normally should use. Mm-hmm. Plus, I'm using something else that, if you've ever heard of the Rife Society, which has been outlawed by the AMA people, and it's a frequency situation. And I've been taking these frequency doses for elimination of carcinoma and other things, and I can't explain it all.
Well, perhaps you should be considering hydrazine sulfate.
I probably should be, but I don't know what it is or how you spell it or anything else. And can you give me that information, or can you...
All right, yes, I can certainly tell you how to spell it. It's H-Y-D-R-A-Z-I-N-E, sulfate, S-U-L-F-A-T-E. And by the way, the webpage link is up right now, so so you can go up on the web and or go to the library and go up on the web, or get the September issue of Penthouse. Sheesh.
Wow.
And, you'll be able to get the whole story. That's the one on the stands now. So there you are. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Hey, Art, you know your St. Louis audience has pretty much been wiped out.
WIBV, right. There'll be a change there shortly. Is there anything... Do you have a question for Kathy? No, I guess not. First time caller line, you're on the air with Art Bell and Kathy Keaton. Hello.
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 Hi.
Who's this?
Turn your radio off, please.
I'm sorry?
Turn your radio off. Okay? Hello there. Well, I guess not. East of the Rockies, you're on the air with Art Bell and Kathy Keaton. Hello.
Hello, Art Bell.
Yes, where are you?
I'm in Ohio.
Okay.
Do you remember me? I'm the lady who called about the ether.
Oh, yes, I do. Yes, I do.
You do remember me?
I do, yes.
There was a hospital in Ohio, and they cured cancer with just plain ether. Can you ask Kathy that?
She's right here.
Hi. I don't know anything about that. I'm sorry.
Have you ever heard of that?
No.
A Okay, I don't know the chemical compound of ether, but it must cure cancer.
Well, I really don't. I've never heard about that.
You've never heard of that?
No.
Oh, wow. Maybe I can get the information to your Art and mail it out to you.
All right. Be happy to receive it. Thank you. West of the Rockies, you're on air with Kathy Keaton and Art Bell. Hello.
Thank you very much. Two questions for Kathy Keaton. One, she indicated that the vitamin K3, which was described by Bob Buccioni
yes.
a week or so ago, K3 or K2,
K3.
Is not an absolute necessity, and that hydrazine sulfate will work without it, but it works better with it.
It works better with it.
Yeah, first question. It sounded like K3 or K2 was not available in the United States.
It's not. It's available from Italy.
Right. But it may be, I assume, available out of places like Mexico. Second question.
It's possible, yes.
Yeah, second question, and maybe a more significant one with respect to your background, is I've got relatives by marriage in Cape Town.
Mm-hmm.
And the other day, they sent me a 3-page article out of U Magazine from July 97. And the 3-page article had to do with the extraordinary success that people have achieved using some infusion or some broth or some such of the South African potato, or Hypoxys ruperi, I believe is the scientific name. If your organization does not know about the South African potato, it may be worthy of a follow-up by Penthouse Magazine. I might add that it does not attack tumors directly from what I was able to read, but it does stimulate the immune system itself to attack the tumors. One interesting benefit, because of the immune system references, is that it has successfully, at least in one instance that was mentioned in the article, successfully cured AIDS.
All right, sir. Well, we'll hold it there. Kathy, South African potatoes.
Well, let's check that one out.
Ether and a million other things that people yeah. are talking about.
Well, as soon as I get what I want with hydrazine, I'll concentrate on the rest. But in the meantime, I want the one that costs $3 a week out there that has got a 65% cure rate and has been the subject of 76 tests already, all of them successful.
A 65% cure
yes.
rate?
Against all kinds of cancer.
That's absolutely astounding.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yes, it is amazing.
A million people a year are going to die from cancer by the year 2000. And just think of being able to save more than half. By the way, that number of 65% comes from studies on hydrazine that were done over a 17-year period in Russia.
Where do people get hydrazine sulfate?
At the moment, you can get it from small mail order companies. The one I get it from is Great Lakes Metabolics.
Great Lakes Metabolics, huh?
And that's in Wisconsin somewhere, but it's easy enough to check it out at a health food store.
All right.
Make other things, too.
How would people proceed? They get hold of their doctor, and their doctor would get it, or they get it, and they bring
the
it to their...
The doctor would call Joe Gold, and they would give them information about where to get it.
Okay. Where is Dr. Gold?
In Syracuse.
Syracuse, New York.
Yeah, and I'm not going to give his phone number because he's
No, you better not do that.
but people can find him easily enough in the phone book.
All right. East of the Rockies, you're on the air with Art Bell and Kathy Keaton. Hi.
Hello, Art.
Yes.
Hi, this is Daniel.
Hi, Daniel.
Hi, Kathy. I'm calling from Southeast Michigan. I refer to myself as East of the Rockies because I actually pick up the Art Bell station on 13 different stations.
Okay.
We're kind of in an acoustic sweet spot here in the Midwest.
Good.
I get you from all over the country, but not out of Detroit.
Okay.
You aren't. Kathy, I really appreciated your book, Longevity.
Oh, thank you.
I actually was able to diagnose a serious problem that I had out of just the information that you contained in your book, informed my doctor about it. He was very open-minded and sympathetic and prescribed to me the perfect medication. It was a perfect example of the kind of model that you were talking about in your book. And Art, I actually faxed you something about Kathy's longevity right after the program, because I wanted to make sure that you realized the seriousness of the kind of student she has been and how incredible that she should get cancer. And Kathy, the reason that I got through on the million to one shot that Art was talking about last night with his adventures with Fidget Man, after having faxed it, was because I want to know, did people explore the possibility of a virally induced cancer in your case? When you travel in Europe, you can catch anything. And
well,
that
I certainly did a great deal of traveling. Whether I caught it or not, I don't know. I really don't know where it came from.
There is the hypothesis that some cancers are virally induced. And if anybody would not be slow-growing a cancer, but would suddenly catch a virus that go ripping through your soft tissue, especially since you say hydrogen seems to be most beneficial in soft, fatty tissues, like brain, breast, prostate, things like that.
I don't have the answer to that. We know not enough is known about hydrazine, unfortunately, because no money, literally no money, has been spent on it. And we need desperately to develop an intravenous form. Then the 65% would become 100%, because it's only because they can't digest the stuff that the other 40% of people don't get any benefit from it.
So you presently take it in pill or powder form?
I take it in pill form. It's the only form it's available in that I know of. And there needs to be, as I said, an intravenous form developed. There needs to be a liquid form developed. Because some people who've got cancer in the throat just can't swallow.
Of course. So where is the research now?
The research is nowhere. There's no money for it. Joe Gold has got little or no money and lives on support from people like us.
All right. First time caller line. You're on the air with Kathy Keaton. Good evening or morning.
Good morning. It's evening.
Yes. Fine. Turn your radio off, please, sir.
It's off.
And go right ahead.
Hi, Kathy. My name is Dennis, calling out of Reno. One thing that I has not been mentioned here, seems you're still taking these pills.
Yes.
Until when?
Well, maybe for a long time to come, but I don't care.
Well, no, that's understandable.
They're keeping my cancer under control.
Uh-huh.
Not going to come back again, which is what happens with all cancers that get to the stage that I was in.
So
they have chemotherapy, they have radiation, and the thing comes right back and kills them.
Yeah.
And it's worse the second time.
So at this point in time,
the hydrazine will never let it come back.
So you're going to just probably continue to take it the remainder of your life?
Yes, off and on.
What type of diet are you on?
Well, I'm on a diet that excludes anything with the amino acid taramine in it. It excludes alcohol. It excludes sleeping pills.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, it's worth it. It's really worth it compared to what people with chemo go through. I never got sick. I never got nauseous. I never felt bad for the stuff. I've had no side effects from it.
And this is, as I understand, when your husband was on the show, it shouldn't run but maybe $150 a year?
Yeah, that's what it costs.
Well, I do appreciate
your
time.
But even people without insurance can afford that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, thank you very much.
All right, sir. Thank you very much, and good morning. East of the Rockies, you're on the air with Kathy Keaton. Good morning.
Hello, Mr. Bell. How are you?
Fine. Where are you?
In Atlanta, Georgia. This is Mark.
Hi, Mark.
The oxygen therapy.
Ozone therapy, you mean?
Kathy, this is, I'm a little bit nervous. Let me tell you something about this. Hydrogen peroxide, medical miracle, by William Canlis Douglas, M.D. I've been drinking food-grade hydrogen peroxide, 35%. It is rocket fuel, too.
What do you have, sir?
Okay, let me tell you something. Have you heard of Betsy Russell Manning? She wrote a book called Self-Treatment for AIDS, Oxygen Therapy.
You have AIDS?
No. It cleaned my arteries 3.5 years ago.
Well, or you had AIDS?
No.
No.
What I've done is I've read 4 books on oxygen therapy.
Well, my question is, why were you taking these treatments?
Okay, I have severe allergies. 3.5 years ago, I've had it for almost 40 years. It's called seasonal conjunctivitis. I had it back in 1958.
Mm-hmm.
And I've taken a lot of herbs and that sort of thing. A friend of mine gave me a paper called Oxygen and the Future of Life on Earth by Waves Forest, Monterey, California.
Yes.
It was a 19-page report. It kills hydrogen peroxide, 35%. Food grade is pure. It kills viruses 2,000 times faster than peroxide.
All right. All right. Thank you. Kathy, we're at the end of the hour.
It's been great being on this show, and I really appreciate you having me.
All right. We've got the web link up right now. People can go see for themselves.
And if they want to post a message, I'll be happy to answer.
You'll answer email?
Yes.
All right. Kathy, have a good night, and thank you for being with us.
Thank you very much.
Good night. That's Kathy Keaton, Bob Guccione's wife. I'm Art Bell, and this is CBC. This is Art Bell. Hang on. There's more following the news on AM 1500 KSTP St. Paul, Minneapolis.